From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting U.S. President Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan are sharing defeat following the collapse of the Republican Party's controversial health care bill. Trump asked Republican leaders to withdraw the bill to replace President Obama's signature Affordable Care Act shortly after a scheduled vote Friday because there were not enough votes to pass the measure.
I think you know I was very clear because I think there wasn't a speech I made or very few where I didn't mention that perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today, because we'll end up with a truly great health care bill in the future after this mess known as Obamacare explodes.
House Speaker Paul Ryan played a role in the effort to pass the administration's proposal, and Friday's reversal by the administration was a stinging rebuke for him as well as Trump within their own Republican Party.
We got to do better, and we will. I absolutely believe that. This is a setback, no two ways about it. But it is not the end of the story, because I know that every man and woman in this conference is now motivated more than ever to step up our game.
After the bill was withdrawn, Ryan announced that, in his words, we're going to live with Obamacare for the foreseeable future. Many analysts said the health care bill defeat is a potential turning point in the Trump-Ryan relationship. Democrats are handling, or rather hailing, the defeat of the health care law as a victory for the poor and middle class alike. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi of California said that the Republican bill would have stripped health care from the most vulnerable and increased premiums for others. House Democrat Whip Steny Hoy of Maryland said the bill failed because the majority of representatives of the American people thought the bill was a bad one. This is VOA News. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Devin Nunes, has canceled next week's public hearing over Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. As Jeff Custer reports, Nunes opted instead for a closed session on Tuesday, something which angered the committee's leading Democrat.
Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes told reporters Friday at the Capitol the follow-up testimony from FBI Director James Comey and NSA Chief Michael Rogers will take place Tuesday in a closed session. Objecting to canceling the public hearing, the panel's leading Democrat, Adam Schiff, immediately accused Nunes of trying to choke off public info with the move. Nunes insisted the cancellation of the public hearing was not political. He also said former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort volunteered to appear before the committee to answer any questions regarding his ties to the Russian government. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stephen de Mistura, kicked off on Friday the formal start of the fifth round of peace talks over 14 months between envoys from President Bashar al-Assad's government and opposition groups without high expectations.
I'm not expecting miracles. I'm not expecting breakthroughs, and I'm not expecting breakdowns. What I am expecting is building on the fourth round with some incremental constructive steps.
The talks are set to take place over at least several days around issues of governance, election, a new constitution, and the fight against terrorism. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will meet with members of the NATO alliance next week, following criticism over his initial decision to skip a NATO foreign ministers meeting. A State Department spokesman say Tillerson will meet NATO members on March 31st in Brussels. There was no official statement from NATO. Early this week, Tillerson's office said he would not be able to attend the April meeting of the 28-member alliance, raising fears about the U.S. administration's commitment to NATO after President Trump called the alliance obsolete. United Nations Security Council members are calling on South Sudanese leaders to prioritize the needs of the South Sudanese people, but disagree over the main causes of the famine in parts of the country. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that despite the alarm sounded by the UN and the international community over this crisis, the government has yet to express any meaningful concern or take any tangible steps to address the plight of its people. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.